pulling his coat collar up around his neck so it would try to shield some of the cold snap that caught him as he walked to the car. Vincent felt calm and happy as the evening drew to an end with Amelia. He reached into his inner coat pocket and fumbled for the keys to the car. His fingers moved over the edge of the envelope that was sitting in his pocket. As he got to the car, he pulled the envelope out, turning it over and prizing it open with his fingers. He then just hesitated for a moment. He smiled. Whatever the contents of this envelope, he knew it would not change the magical feeling of the last dance he just had with her. He wanted to hold on to that feeling just for a little while longer. He spun on the spot and nearly fell to the floor and quickly looked around to see if anyone saw his silly attempt at a spin. He chuckled. He put the envelope back into his pocket and pulled the car door open. "Thank you for the dance. I'm sure we will work out. I will be better. I will be a better version of me for us. Get home safe and let me know when you're home. Love, Vincent." He typed the message to Amelia before he drove home. She insisted on taking a taxi home and for him not to drop her off. He wanted Amelia to know that he was still thinking of her, even though they had just seen each other. This was the new him he wanted back. The him that was there when he first met Amelia, but somehow along the turbulent journey, that version of him had gotten lost amongst the ether of the torment. But as he sat there, ready to drive home, he was ready to become this better version, to win her back, and for her to have the confidence in him again. It was a cold evening and the night sky was clear with no clouds in sight. The moon allowed its rays to shine down and illuminate the cold roads ahead. He pulled the seatbelt across his torso and buckled himself in, checking his phone once again just to see if Amelia had responded, which she had not. He placed the phone onto the passenger seat next to him. The roads would be clear at this hour and he knew it would not take him long to get home. His eyes were now becoming accustomed to the darkness and he realised how tired he was. Narrowing his eyes and yawning, he looked forward to getting home and resting his head on the pillow. He took a deep breath in and felt the characteristic pain and palpitations in his chest, which was his warning that he had overdone it for the day and he just needed a couple of days of bed rest now, a common pattern that plagued his life recently. But tonight, he had the memory of the dance with Amelia, and nothing was going to spoil that blissful encounter. Even if he needed to take to his bed for the next couple of days, it was worth it. Turning the key in ignition of the car, it came to life. He turned the temperature to 25 degrees at full blast to warm the car before he set off. Looking ahead on the road, he actually noticed, which he had not seen before, a Swedish-looking bakery to his right. He thought how Amelia would perhaps like to go to that place for coffee and cake. He made a mental note of this, to ask her to meet him there in the next couple of days, and they could just sit and start the new journey for both of them again, leaving behind the affliction that he had caused in the past. He was well aware that it was his inner pain that he projected on them both. It was his inner selfish way to try to cope with what he was. But she was tolerant. She danced with him today and taught him hope, taught him that there is another way, a path together for this. And that had given him a new meaning to go on. He glanced over at the Swedish bakery once again. It was closed at the moment, but he could imagine the warmth and the various smells and sounds coming from the place during the day. The many faces of people sitting, talking, smiling and sipping away at their drinks, having mouthfuls or sugary delights. He smiled. He was excited to explore those simple emotions and moments once again with Amelia. As the car was warming up, he took to his phone again from the passenger seat and took a picture of the bakery so that he could remind him during the next coming days to invite Amelia for a coffee. He yawned again while checking the quality of the picture he had just taken. His eyes were narrow. They were tired. He was looking at the screen. He needed to rub his eyes with the back of his hand just to try to keep them open. Just before he put the phone back onto the seat next to him, he scrolled through some previous pictures. He settled on one of Amelia, the day of her graduation from university with a first-class honours degree. Her face was so enlightened with happiness, her eyes an extension of her smile. She was slightly squinting as the picture was taken due to the sun ablaze high in the sky on that day. But she just looked so happy, so beautiful to him. Wearing a long black dress with strappy black sandals and clutching her scroll certificate. Her soft fingers wrapped around the paper highlighted the emerald ring that she had cherished. His face softened as he looked at the picture and he let out a sigh. "We can do this," he voiced. He caught sight of the time on the phone and knew he needed to get home before his fatigue caught up on him. He went to manoeuvre the car out of the parking spot and to head down the road in the direction of home. He did not think to look behind him for any traffic. It was late, the roads were deserted and hollow in nature, and he just didn't pay any attention. He was smiling as he pulled out the car. Smiling at the dance. Smiling at the softness of Amelia's face in that picture he had just reminisced over. Smiling over how he was excited to be the new, improved version for them both. In his vision was the Swedish bakery in the distance, with the moonlight bouncing off the windows and the sign above the door giving it the illusion that it was the only building on the street. He smiled at the thought that he would bring Amelia here in the next few days for cozy, entangled hugs with cake and coffee. He was still smiling when the truck ploughed into the driver's side of the car that came hurtling from behind. The gigantic metal beast rammed into Vincent with its lights fixed on the carnage of both human and vehicle. When the emergency services arrived, there was not much anyone could do. There was shock and momentary stillness of everyone on the scene, yet everyone knew it was a futile attempt to salvage anything from this. The driver of the truck was in shock, but physically only had a few minor injuries. As the fire emergencies cut away the mangle of metal of the chaos of the stage that sat before them, one of them noticed an envelope resting next to the victim. It was handled with care and with gloves and was given to the supervising officer in charge of securing the site. The envelope was slowly opened, care given not to damage any of the contents. The officer moved to be directly under the lamp shining above the doorway of the Swedish bakery. This was where the emergency services set up base camp for the site. The officer leant back against the wall and read the contents of the letter.